One of the great texts that deals with Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd from the Hebrew Bible is Ezekiel chapter 34. And as we look at that text, we see how Jesus no doubt had this text in mind in John chapter 10. It reads in Ezekiel chapter 34 that the Lord is going to feed His sheep. He's going to seek that which is lost, verse 16, and bring that which was driven away back. He's going to bind up that which is broken. He will strengthen that which is sick, and the fat and the strong He will judge. We are told also that He will judge between rams and he-goats in verse 17. And of course, one's mind goes to Matthew chapter 25, where the Lord will separate between the sheep and the goats. Furthermore, the good shepherd that is to come will feed upon good pasture and take care of the sheep. He calls them my sheep in verse 19. They shall eat, and we're also told that the Lord Jesus, or Ezekiel, is speaking about how He would save His flock, and they shall no more be a prey. And it's at this point in verse 23 that the Hebrew text reads as follows: V'hakimoti aleihem ro'e achad v'ra'a et hin. Et avdi David hu yireh otam v'hu yeyeh lahen l'ro'eh. Notice it says, and I will set up over them one shepherd, and he will shepherd them, even my servant David. He will shepherd them, and he shall be their shepherd. And then it goes on and says in verse 24, and I, the Lord, I will be their God, and my servant David, prince among them, I, the Lord, have spoken. Verse 23 begins in the Hebrew, V'hakimoti aleihem. Note that we have a vav that basically is just what we would call here a vav conversive, turning over this hifil perfect in hakimoti. Notice the hakimoti, the verb here is from the root kum. It has a he prefix showing that it is a hifil, and it has a hirik yod with a tav, a T ending, making it a first person singular from the hifil form here of the verb kum. So I will cause to set up or establish over them, and notice alehim, you have al, the preposition, and then ale in construct with him, which is your pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. So I will establish over them ro'e achad, one shepherd. Notice the noun ro'e, meaning shepherd, followed by the adjective achad, meaning one. And this one shepherd shall feed them. This is followed then by ve'ra'a et hen. Notice ve is just your conjunction, followed by the verb ra'a, meaning to shepherd. And he will shepherd them. The vav here is a vav hafik, or a vav conversive, that turns the verb ra'a over and makes it futuristic, even though it's in the past tense or the perfect tense. So he will shepherd them, ethem, ethen, is just the personal pronoun, objective personal pronoun, taking the direct, which is the direct object of ra'ah. He will shepherd them at, with, or even, at here is a sign of the identification of the one who is the to be the shepherd, namely, we could say, Avdi David, David my servant. Avdi is from the noun Evid, and then it's in construct and becomes Avd with the pronominal suffix ending E, first common singular. So, my servant, and then we have David, David. So, David becomes a type of the final David, Jesus Christ. And what is significant is that when we look at Matthew, the name David actually means 14. Dalet is 6, Vav is 4, Dalet is 6. And so in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, there are 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David to the Babylonian captivity, and 14 generations from the Babylonian captivity to Christ. And so I believe in that text we clearly see David in the number 14. And so he is then the final shepherd, which is none other than Jesus Christ, fulfilling what David is as a type, as the final David. And then it says, he will shepherd them. And notice the who is just your personal pronoun, third person singular, followed by the verb yireh, cow imperfect, third masculine singular from ra'ah. So he will shepherd them. And notice otam is just the direct object again of the object third person personal pronoun in otam. So he will shepherd them, and he will be to them for a shepherd. And notice again the vav here is just your vav conjunction followed by the personal pronoun who, meaning he, and then the verb yeyeh, which is the cow imperfect third masculine singular from the verb hayah. So he will be to them. And notice we have the lamed here, the inseparable preposition, with the personal pronoun third masculine plural in hen. So he will be to them for, the lamed is introducing what he will do, for a shepherd. And ro'eh is just the noun meaning shepherd. What a beautiful picture here and prophecy of Jesus Christ as the good shepherd, who comes from the seed of David and who is the final David and who will truly shepherd his people, the church. And we find this great text alluded to by Jesus in John chapter 10, when in verse 11, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life on behalf of the sheep. And he contrasts that with the hireling who runs when the wolf comes. And the wolf then snatches and devours the sheep. And then Jesus will again say in verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and they know me. Just as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life on behalf of the sheep. This is also significant because in Ezekiel 34, it speaks of knowing, God knowing his sheep and finding them and serving them. And here Jesus knows his sheep and lays down his life on their behalf. And it is beautiful that this fold that Jesus is the shepherd of is both Jew and Gentile. because in verse 16 it says, "But also other sheep I have," or "but other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. And these it is necessary for me to lead out, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock and one shepherd." What a beautiful fulfillment of Ezekiel chapter 34, seen in Jesus Christ as the final David who has come to feed us, the Church of Jesus Christ, and to be our shepherd in fulfillment of this great text. It is interesting, as one reads verse 26 in Ezekiel chapter 34, it says, "I will make them and the places round about my hill as a blessing, and I will bring down showers of blessing." It is interesting, "And there shall then," I will bring down showers in season, and there shall be showers of blessing. As a boy, I remember singing the hymn, "There shall be showers of blessing sent from the Savior above, showers of blessing." I don't remember the exact words, but it goes on to talk about the great showers of blessing that the Lord would bring in Jesus Christ. And certainly we see that here prophesied in this great prediction of Ezekiel chapter 34 and fulfilled by Jesus Christ in John 10.